think once I took my first Vicodin, it was just like this feeling of, you know, like everything was not only mellow, but didn't feel any pain. It just kind of numbed things. I don't know at what point exactly it started to be a problem. I just remember liking it more and more. People tried to tell me that I had a problem. I would say, get that fucking person out of here. I can't believe they said that shit to me. They know nothing about my fucking life. Are they out of fucking mind? I'm not out there shooting heroin. I'm not out there fucking, you know, putting coke up my nose. I'm not smoking crack. You're struggling with the argument of, do you have a problem or do you not have a problem?
I'll do whatever it takes. When I'm with you, I get the shakes. My body aches when I ain't with you. I have zero strength. There's no limit on how far I would go. No boundaries, no lengths. Why do we say that until we get that person that we think's gonna be that one? And then once we get them, it's never the same. You want them when they don't want you. Soon as they do, feelings change. It's not a contest and I ain't none, no conquest for no mate. I wasn't looking, but I stumbled onto you. Must have been vain, but so much is at stake. What the fuck does it take? Let's cut to the chase. Put a door shots in your face. Promise me if I cave and then break and leave myself open, that I won't be making a mistake. So after a year and 6 months, no longer me that you want. But I love you so much it hurts. Never mistreated you once. I pour my heart out to you. Let down my guard, swear to God. I'll blow my brains in your lap. Lay here and die in your arms.
Purchase your tracks today.
Does anybody feel like me? Show of hands. I don't need a lot. I just wanna find my peace. Yeah. Why you throwing rocks? Oh, you wanna kill my dreams? Okay. Some people that you trusted, would you put your name down? Do you know who you are? When you look at life and you talk about yours, do you feel proud? Are you leaving a mark or scared to make a bad impression? So you just go hide in the dark, living and playing a part. That's what it does, ain't it? Don't know what we're chasing, but we all do it. Just a part of life, I guess we're all foolish. Running after what we think will make us happy till it falls through. And then we find out later it ain't what we wanted. So we give up on it, then we throw the garbage and we watch it grow. Okay. Playing with a house like this and a car like that in the driveway. Half of what I say kinda feels like a dream that I'm gonna wake up someday. Wishing I pray a little more often and put more time into my fate. Traveling my brain. Woo!
Can you control it or can you not? And I really thought I could control it.
And for 1 out of 10 people, this is how easy it is to fall into the hands of addiction. Once you're addicted, the drugs become interchangeable.
You're taking things that people are giving you that you don't even know
today.
What the fuck they are. They look like a pill. And they're shaped like something that you take, so you take, you know, Xanax, Valium, tomato, tomato. You know what I mean? It's the same thing. It's all in the same family, fucking take it. Had I got to the hospital about 2 hours later, I would have died. My organs were shutting down, my liver, kidneys, everything. They were gonna have to put me on dialysis. They didn't think I was gonna make it. My bottom was gonna be dead. Within a month, I had relapsed. And shot right back up to the same amount of pills that I was taking. I remember just walking around my house and thinking every single day, like, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, I'm looking at my kids and I need to be here for this. Coming off of everything, I literally was up 24 hours a day for 3 weeks straight. And I mean, not sleeping, not even nodding off for a fucking minute. Like, I was literally just up, like,